Would you lift up your hands to him as well? Let him hear your voice of appreciation. God has heard you. He has answered you. Magnify his name. Father, we thank you for answered prayers even now. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. A louder amen. Amen. Please take your seat. Put your hands together for the Lord.
In this covenant hour of prayer, it is testimony time. Please listen to the following documented testimonies, and you shall be the next to testify. I didn't hear a big amen. Number one, delivered from indebtedness. For years, I was indebted, and things were not going well with me. However, one Sunday morning in 2018, the Holy Spirit told me to come to Winners that day to hear the message. So I came. While Bishop David Oyedepo ministered, he shared the testimony of a man who was about to die, but he instructed his family to take his tithe from his pocket and pay it on his behalf. Then the bishop said, if the man who was at the point of death could still have that at the back of his heart, then there is something behind tithing. That struck my heart, and I paid my tithe and followed the word. That same week, my debt was paid. And ever since, everything has been going on fine with me. In 2020, during the lockdown, I bought a land and started building my own house. When the year began, the Lord bought me my car, and my business has changed. I give God all the glory. The testifier is Wetu Temitope. Somebody celebrate Jesus Christ for that turnaround testimony. Number two, healed of excruciating pain via prophetic declaration. In November 2020, I had excruciating pain in my body each time I used drugs. I went to see a doctor and I was told that it could be partial stroke, which I rejected. When the pains persisted, I went back to the doctor and I was placed on drugs. The pain subsided, but I was not totally healed. However, it came again early this year, and I tried to manage it. During the 40th anniversary prophetic feast, I was on ground while Bishop David Oyedepo made declarations in one of the services. He said, when you wake up tomorrow, you shall be totally healed. And I keyed into it. Truly, I woke up healed. Is someone celebrating Jesus? Now I am totally healed of all pains. And I give God all the glory. The testifier is Asafa Kofowurula. Please rise up to your feet. Put those hands together for Jesus for these marvelous works of the Lord.
If you are not the doer of these wonderful testimonies, give God a bigger hand and a bigger shout if you can. Let us truly lift up our hands and glorify Jesus again this morning. The doer in our midst, the Lord our God who is mighty. Is somebody really thanking him? Let him hear your voice. If you can, let him see your hands wave towards heaven. We bless your name, Lord. In Jesus' glorious name, we have given thanks. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning. These are indeed your doings in our midst, and they are marvelous in our eyes. Receive our thanks in the name of Jesus. Having prayed to you this morning in our various intercessions and supplication and thanksgiving, we pray that your word will be sent to us right now. Give us this day our daily bread. Satisfy us in your presence and with your presence. Thank you, mighty Father. And all the saints of God in the house say loud amen. Amen. Another big hand for the Lord, and take your seat, please. Welcome to 2021, your year of supernatural turnaround. Bringing us a word of exhortation at the covenant hour of prayer this morning is my privilege. And I believe that as we receive this exhortation, our destinies shall enjoy exaltation. I thought somebody said amen to that. Open up this week is our exhortation line captioned, "Thanksgiving is a must to keep the church growing." If growing the church is our desire, then thanksgiving is the demand. To every desire, there is an accompanying demand. Every time you have a desire for something to be done, quickly check what is the demand. That's what the Word of God is about. Promises and conditions. You want the promises fulfilled, then respond to the demands. Whenever the church stops giving thanks, the church stops growing. Growth is equated to thanksgiving. Clearly stated in Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 19, out of them shall proceed. Something must proceed from you, and that is thanksgiving. And the voice of them that make merry. And as it proceeds from us, something descends from him. I will multiply them. They won't need to beg for it. What proceeds from us is what determines what descends from him. When our thanksgiving goes up, his growth descends. It's a process. Don't beg for growth. Don't beg for multiplication. Let something go up from you, and that is thanksgiving, and growth will come down from him. We saw in the opening yesterday how that God, our God, is a God of addition. What more? This morning, our God is the God of increase. Somebody say with me, God is the God of increase. If you believe it, say it stronger. 1 Corinthians 3, 6. I have planted, Paul said, and my companion Apollos watered. But no matter the planting we do, no matter the watering, it is God who gave the increase. That is what we can do, and there is what we cannot do. We cannot bring increase. We can only plant. The best planter amongst us with the best waterer does not equal the God of increase. Jesus said in John 6:44, no man can come to me. No matter the preaching, we can preach, only God can preach. We can invite, only God can bring. No man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him. God is the drawer. He is the bringer. He is the drafter. He is the one who drafts people in. He is the one who brings people in. He is the one who calls them in. He is the one who compels them. We are preachers, but he is the preacher and the bringer and the compeller. He's a God of increase. So if the church is increasing, let us not forget that God is behind it. But we see from scriptures also how God brings increases. Yesterday we were introduced to the Holy Ghost. This morning we are looking at the place of the angels of God in bringing people to church. God, the God of increase, is God, the owner of angels. Angels are our companions in reaping the harvest. Matthew 13, 39. Very clear scriptures. The enemy that sowed them, that is the tares, is the devil. The harvest is the end of the world. And the reapers are angels. They are our co-invisible co-laborers, the reapers. Revelation chapter 14, from 14 to 16, we see how quickly they reap the harvest. They hasten our speed in increasing the church. And I looked, and behold, a white cloud, and upon the cloud one sat like unto the Son of Man, having on his head a golden crown, and in his hand a sharp sickle. That's instrument of harvest. And another angel came out of the temple, crying with a loud voice to him that sat on the cloud, thrust in the sickle and reap. For the time is come for thee to reap, for the harvest of the heart is ripe. And he that sat on the cloud thrust in his sickle on the heart, and the heart was reaped. Now we see the collaboration and the cooperation. We preach. Angels go to reap them. That's why we've had series of testimonies. Angels of God appearing to people in the night. Tell them, go to that church. Go to Faith Tabernacle. They've never been here before. He gives them the picture of how the place is. And they quickly come. He shows them the servant of God preaching with specific color of dress. They see it and they come. But they don't only show pictures, they compel people to come. Why? They excel in strength, according to scriptures. In Psalm 103, verse 20, bless ye the Lord, ye his angels. Angels are God's properties. They are God's agents and messengers. What about them? They excel in strength. When they put their hand on you, you can't say no. When they say go, you don't go, they give you a headache. When they say go, you don't move. They kick your leg. They take sleep away from you. One Sunday, a woman said she was going to one church, well-dressed, and passing through the front of the church, the angel said, stop here. He said, but I'm going to that church. I said, no, this way I say you should stop. Compelled. They excel in strength. Nobody can argue with them. The greatest argumentator cannot say no to an angel. They excel in strength. That's why we don't rely on them, but we engage them. We engage them. We engage them in prayer. We engage them in thanksgiving. Jesus said, I can call my Father to send 12 legions of angels to come now, and they will not hesitate. So we engage angels. They are reapers. And that's why when they come down, all invisible barriers, walls of barriers against the growth of the church are leveled. But what about the angels? They enjoy when we are praising God. They like it. Because that's their mission. We are co-praisers of God with angels. So when they find us praising God, they join us in praising God. So automatically, thanking God and praising God invites angels to come down. And when they come on duty. When they come to work. Angels don't come to play. Angels come to work. And among their work is to pull down barriers. They don't only compel sinners to come, and our invitees, they pull down barriers. They pull down barriers. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verses 22 to 24, we saw how when they began to praise God, angels came down as God sent them. They set up ambushment against the enemies, the children of Ammon, and they destroyed themselves. They were smitten. Angels, they guide God's children, but confuse God's enemies. They show us what to do, but confuses the enemies. They left home greeting themselves. They got to war front. They started fighting themselves. Barriers are pulled down. Therefore, as we continue to praise God this morning and thank Him, barriers to church growth are pulled down. I thought somebody saying amen to that. That's why we cannot afford to thank God and praise God silently. He said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. And in the process of doing that, he said, the Lord is gone up with a shout. God and angels enjoys our shouting. And when we shout, when we praise him, when we make noise, they come down. They made noise around the walls of Jericho. The walls of Jericho couldn't withstand them. God came down. He descended. When our shouting goes up, God's power descends to destroy all of our opposition. Therefore, it is only noise-making church that ends as news-making church. Noise-making. Noise-making. Any church that does not make noise is not potential church for growth. No. We make noise everywhere. Noise is a sign of possession. Therefore, there is no gentle thanksgiving. There is no gentle praise. Every praise is loaded with noise. Every thanksgiving is loaded with noise. The one leper came and fell before his praise, and with a loud voice, he glorified God. Thank you, Jesus. Noise making in praise and thanksgiving suffocates the devil and glorifies God and, you know, amplifies the power of God. Well, this morning we're doing it again. I want you to get ready. No devil shall be a barrier to the growth of this church. Amen. It is well with you. In the same way in your life, everywhere you go, making noise, barriers are broken before you. Rise to your feet with me. Let's lift up our hands. And with a loud noise, loud voice, let's give glory to God. Thank him and thank him. Somebody thank him. Somebody glorify him. Somebody thank him. Somebody glorify him. Are you sure that noise is enough to bring down barriers, to bring down oppositions? Make some noise some more. Make some noise some more. Make some noise some more. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. With noise making, the atmosphere just changes. It changes. Everything changes. From coldness to hotness. Satan operates in coldness. God operates in hotness. That's how the church grows. And that's how your life will grow. One more time, if you can, raise those hands. Make more noise to the Lord.
I thought somebody was making more noise unto the Lord, waving his hand, giving a shout, giving a jump unto him this morning. Hallelujah! Glory to God. Glory to God. Now in clear words, let's begin to give thanks unto him. Begin to appreciate him in clear words this morning. Give him the praise. Give him the glory. Give him the honor. Give him the adoration. Blessed be your name. You are worthy of all praise. You are worthy of all glory. You are worthy of all honor. You are worthy of all the adoration. Blessed be your name. And blessed be your name. And blessed be your name. And blessed be your name. Thank you and thank you, Lord Jesus. You are worthy of all the praise. You are worthy of all the glory. You are worthy of all the honor. You are worthy of all the adoration. Blessed be your holy name in Jesus' precious name. In Jesus' precious name. Another day is here, another opportunity for God's blessing. Therefore, speak to the day and make your decrees and declaration. Whatever you say, God will deliver. Speak to it right now. Speak to it right now. Speak to it right now. Make your decrees and make your declarations. Make your decrees and make your declaration. Make your decrees and make your declaration. Make your decrees and make your declaration. Speak to it right now. 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 Make your decrees and your declaration. Do it right now in faith. Do it right now in faith. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' precious name, we have declared all that you have spoken this morning is delivered supernaturally. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Somebody believe it, say loud amen. It is done. In Jesus' precious name. Please be reminded, a 3-day specialized Wolfie course kicks off this morning. Give Jesus a big hand of praise. It's entitled Empowerment for Wealth. Therefore, I'm all that are concerned, ensure that you are on ground on time at 7:30 latest for this commencement of the course. It will be a glorious time in his presence in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's share the goodness of the Lord together. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Peace. Welcome to 2021, your year of supernatural turnaround. Then expect turnaround to become your new identity from henceforth. Amen and amen. You are blessed. Congratulate somebody as you go and be blessed as you do.